Part 1. Chapter 1. Beijing, August 2008. The Olympic Games. I know it's big. The smoothness of my approach, the speed into the board, the takeoff, the height I get. I hang for what feels like hours. I land, pushing forward out of the pit. I look at the flag, white, and the marker boards. My imprint in the sand. The official measures the distance. I bounce on the balls of my feet, trying to control the adrenaline pumping through my body, waiting for the confirmation of what I already know. It's announced. 8.36 meters. I have just jumped a new personal best, a new British record. I lead the Olympic long jump final. I react with a shake of the fist to the camera, a short smile to everyone watching back at home, allowing myself a brief moment of celebration before I walk back to the seating area, to try to be cool and act calm, to convince my fellow competitors this is exactly how it's supposed to be, despite the fact there are fireworks going off inside my head. We can't touch each other in this sport. During our jumps, we can't push each other, lean on each other, hit or kick each other. As a competitor speeds down the runway or pushes off from the board, all we have is how we act before, during, and after our jumps. That's how we crank up the pressure. How we impact and influence those here to beat us. I put my tracksuit back on and sit, surrounded by thousands in the Birdcage Stadium, alone with my thoughts. I allow myself a moment of flashback to Linford Christie, Spider-Man pyjamas, and my grandma's smiling face. I'm in the gold medal position, living my dream. Then I breathe and pull myself back to reality. This is the Olympics, the pinnacle. The best in the world are here, and the fact is 8.36 meters won't be enough to win. To leave here with the gold medal, I'm going to have to dig deep inside me and find more height, more distance, and improve my new personal best. My third jump is a foul. But no one goes further than 8.36 meters.